Hi, this is Pastor Mike Gordon, and welcome to Bethel Brandon Sunday Message. For more information about this podcast and more resources, visit us at bethelbrandon.ca.
This is the Game Master. You only have 3 minutes left to escape the room. Find the way out, or you're doomed.
Really?
That's it?
No hints?
No clues?
That's it. We're done. We're back to losing at this game.
We can't give up now. We're on a winning streak.
One time we got lucky.
Oh no. Last time was not luck. That was all me. Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you, Shauna. But this time, we're not getting out of it.
I don't understand. There's no hatches, no messages anywhere. Just 4 solid walls, a ceiling, and the floor, and the door we walked in through. This is the worst escape room ever.
Calm down, both of you. There has to be a way out.
How do you know?
Because there's always a way out, just like when we're tempted to sin.
What? Did you say sin?
Oh, come on. You guys haven't heard escaping sin mentioned every time we come in here?
Come to think of it, I have.
God always makes a way for us to get out of sin. Just like he sent his son Jesus to die for our sins. There's always a way out. Just like that door.
That can't be the way out, Shauna. That's how we got in here.
It can't be that simple.
I can't believe it.
Amazing.
Congratulations, you win.
There's always a way out. A way out of the room and a way out of temptation.
And don't you forget it.
Thank you, Game Master.
Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you, Jesus.
You guys, this has been fun, but next week, let's play some laser tag.
So this weekend, we've been talking about temptation. Our theme has kind of been the escape room, and we had an escape room upstairs that a lot of them went through, and there were a few teams that were able to make it and to get out. And so this weekend, as we've gone through different things talking about temptations, on Friday night we talked about how we need to look for the clues and look for the, you know, and be aware of the as the temptation comes, right? And so then we have a chance to get out. And then Saturday and Warren, we talked about how, you know, we not to just face the temptation, but we need to run from it. Right? And we talked about how Joseph, when Potiphar's wife came after him, how he turned and he ran, right? He made that choice to turn and run from that temptation to get out of there as soon as possible. And last night we took a look at when Jesus was tempted and what he did, right? How we need to hide the word of God in our heart so that we can know when that temptation is coming, right? And putting on the full armor of God so that we can be protected from the things that the enemy may try and do. And so as we continue to look at this topic and as we continue to talk about escape rooms, and you know, escape rooms, they're all unique. There's so many different types out there that you can go into. They're becoming more and more popular. And it's just, right, it's that thrill of trying to get out before the time runs out and getting out of it, you know, before that clock ticks down to zero and all of a sudden your game is over, right? Because we don't want to lose. And so we, you know, it doesn't really matter the scenario or the scene, right? There's lots of different types out there. But the whole challenge, right, is to see if you can figure out the clues, is to work together with your team to figure out if you can figure out the clues and the hints to get out of there as soon as you possibly can, and to see if you can crack the code for that. All right, so as we continue to look at that, if, you know, there's many things that, right, that we can compare to that in our own lives, and even then temptation in our lives. And in the skit you heard, they talked about how there was always a way out. And our Bible tells us, we're going to look at here in a moment, that there is, even in temptation, there's always a way out. That God will give us a way to get out of that temptation. But if we don't see the clues, if we don't know that temptation is coming, and if we're not willing to turn and run, that temptation can overcome us. Right? And that's when that temptation turns into sin, and that's when it begins to really start to cause problems in our lives. And so if we remember the things that, right, guys, if you remember the things that we've talked about this weekend, and I told them a story of, should I tell them?
Yeah!
All right. So when I was working at the college in Saskatoon, I'd taken a team on tour for 2 months, and we went around to different towns that kind of in Manitoba, northwestern Ontario, because we couldn't really get there very much during the year. And so I had a team with me, and one of the guys had taken the billet's dog for a walk. And it was a poodle, okay? And I don't know about you guys, when I think poodle, I'm thinking this little tiny dog. I had no idea that poodles were huge. Like a real poodle is actually a big dog. Anyways, he was taking this dog for a walk, and it was, you know, it was May, and so it was kind of one of those really one of those first warm days. So he decided he wanted to take the dog out for a walk, and so he takes this dog out for a walk, and he's walking down the street, and as he starts going down the street, he notices that, you know, because it was such a nice day, there's this lady that was suntanning in her front lawn, right, and just laying there in her front lawn. He looks at her and he goes, "Bathsheba, run, David, run!" And he just starts to run, right? And as he's telling me, we're just like, yes, this is totally you, man, right? But it brings up that point, right? When we see that temptation, we need to get out of there, right? And as he saw that temptation there, he looked at it, and he just, right? He said, "Bathsheba, run, David, run!" He just began to run, and he got out of there as quickly as he possibly could, right? And so God promises us in his word that he will give us a way out of temptation, that no matter what it is, right, even if it doesn't look like there's a way out, God will provide us a way out. If you have your Bibles, if you want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to take a look at this morning as we continue. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to start at verse 1. It says, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the facts, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in pagan revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should not test the Lord as some of them did and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the age has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." All right, so when we are tempted, we talked about Friday night that it is not God that tempts us, right? That a lot of, there's times where we blame God for the things, for the temptations that we give into. But it's not God that is tempting us, right? And so God will always give us a way out of that temptation. And so as we, you know, there's going to be times where it's going to be overbearing. There's going to be times where we may not feel like there's a way out, or we feel that there's anything we can do about it. But we can believe and trust that God will show us the way out. As we put our trust and our hope in him, we know that he will give us a way out of that. I was supposed to have a Rubik's Cube here with me this morning, and I left it in my office, but I'm sure most of you have seen them and know what they look like, and probably most of you have tried to solve them, and if you're anything like me, have been very unsuccessful, right? But as I do know, and I've seen other people, there is a way to do it, right? There is a way to solve it, and so, you know, I've definitely watched a few of them that they can do it, you know, and very, very quickly. I don't even know what the record is. It's like 13 seconds or something like that. 5 seconds. Yeah. Beyond me. Right? But these, you know what? Sometimes the pressures of life and the pressures of the things around us and the pressures of those temptations can get very strong. Right? The devil knows when the best time to tempt you is. He's not stupid. He knows how to do it. He knows how to get to you, right? It's not that it comes just all of a sudden and bam, you're tempted, right? But it slowly creeps into your life. And as you continue, if you don't see those clues coming, then it's going to get stronger and stronger. And the further you get into it, the harder it is to get out and get away from those temptations. Right? But God will always give us a way out. And so even when those temptations seem overwhelming, even when you feel like there is no way out, even when you feel like there's nothing that you can do, that you don't know how you're going to overcome this, you need to remember to put your trust in your Heavenly Father. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, to allow the Holy Spirit to show you how to escape from those temptations. Don't give up, but continue to pursue God. Give your heart and your life to Him completely. And He will show you the way out of those temptations. He will show you how to get out. He will give you new life. And that goes for every single one of us. When we are faced with temptation, we know that we can go to God. We know that He will be there for us. We know that He will give us a way out of that temptation. And that we can put our trust and our hope in Him in everything that we do. It's not easy to find our way out of an escape room. It's not easy to find our way out of temptations at times. Especially if we're deep into it. Especially if, you know, there's times where you're tired and you just don't feel like fighting anymore. And we need to go to God and if we're in God's Word and we take the time to spend meditating on His Word and hiding His Word in our heart, we have a better chance of knowing when that temptation is coming. We have a better chance of defending against it and getting out of there before it becomes something that's going to overtake us. So we always have a choice. Right, with temptation, we always have a choice. We can choose to give in or we can choose to run. Joseph had that choice. Right, as I said to them when we were talking about Joseph, that Joseph is actually, you look at the life of Joseph and the things that he went through and you know, being sold into slavery and being put in prison and all the things that he went through, but he continued to trust God. He continued to trust in the plan that God had for his life. And because of that, right, he was rewarded. But when he was faced with that temptation, he ran. Right, he saw that temptation coming. He made that choice. Right, he could have chose to do something completely different, but he chose to get out of there. And when he was faced with the temptation of being bitter against his family or bitter against Potiphar or bitter against anybody else that harmed him, he chose not to. Right? But he chose to continue to serve the God that he knew. And he continued to serve him wholeheartedly. And God rewarded him greatly because of that. Right? But God gave him a way out. And so we know that we can trust Jesus to save us from the temptation that we are in. Right? Because we know that he went through temptation as well. And we know what Jesus did for us and how he paid the price for us on the cross. Right? He hung on that cross so that our sins would be forgiven, so that we would have the opportunity to have a relationship with Jesus, so that we could go before our Heavenly Father, so that we could meet together like this. right? So that we have access to the throne room. We have access to our Heavenly Father because of His love for us and what He did for us. And so He has given us a way out of that temptation. He has given us a way so that we can escape from the temptations of this world. Sin is not a game. It will destroy your life. It will absolutely ruin you. And that's exactly what the devil wants to do. He wants to ruin you. He wants to rob you of what God has for you. But Jesus paid the price for you because He loved you. You are here this weekend because He loves you and He cares for you and He wants the best for you. And you know what? That story that I told you, I hope that sticks. And I hope when you're faced with that temptation, no matter what it is, you think about Bathsheba and you turn and you run. You turn and you run to God. You go after Him wholeheartedly. No matter what you face, think of Joseph and the choices that he made. You will have the choice to give in to the temptation or to get out. My prayer is that you choose to get out, to turn and run, and not let that temptation turn into sin, but to turn and run from that. Be willing to ask God for the help because you can't do it on your own. Be willing to go to others. Be willing to admit when you're struggling. It's going to be hard. But you have the Holy Spirit upon you and you can do it. This congregation believes in you. And they want to see you succeed. They want to see you escape that sin. You know what? That goes for all of us, right? We all face temptation. We all face every day of our life. And every day of our life, we make the decision if we're going to give in or if we're going to turn around and run. But we know because of God's word that there is always a way out. And that we can choose to take that way out. We can choose no matter what, where life takes us. We always know that we can put our hope in Christ and that door will be open. That we can give our hearts to Him. We can give our lives to Him. And we can ask Christ to be the leader of our life, and we can pursue that with everything in us. And that we know that there is a way out of that temptation. This morning we're going to partake in communion. As a congregation, we're going to partake in our communion, and Pastor Mike is going to come and lead us in that. But as they prepare for that, and as he comes to lead us in that, I want you to just take a moment to look into your own life and to say, you know, just to see, you know what, God, where am I at? What temptations am I facing today that I need to run from? What temptations am I feeling today that I can't get out, that there isn't a way out? But knowing now that there is a way out, that you have given me a way out, and I can choose to get out. I can choose. I can make that choice. And I'm not saying that is always an easy thing, because it's not. But there is a choice. There is a way out. It may be a long journey, but there is a way out. And maybe this morning you're sitting here and you're saying, you know what, I've never accepted Jesus to be the leader of my life. I don't even know exactly what that's all about. Well, as I said before, right, that Jesus paid the price for your sins on the cross. He died for you so that you could have a relationship with Jesus or with God, right? He died so that you could have a relationship and that your sins could be forgiven so that you could have a way out of the sin. and so that you could spend eternity with him in Christ. And the Bible tells us that if we believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord, that we will be saved. We live our lives for him. We hide the word of God in our hearts so that we may not sin against him. And we continue to pursue that relationship with him in everything that we do.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Let's continue the conversation online. Visit us at bethelbrandon.ca or follow us on Facebook.